Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Here's a little nostalgia for those of you that grew up in the 50s and the 60s. Do you remember when it took 5 minutes for the TV to warm up? Nearly everyone's mom was at home when the kids got home from school. When a quarter was a decent allowance. Everybody went to church on Sunday, and you even got prizes for memorizing scripture. Today, we're so convenience-minded that we store scripture on our Palm Pilots for instant and easy recall. Even sadder is the fact that many people have given up on church altogether. They haven't necessarily given up their Christian beliefs, but for one reason or another, they no longer attend church. For instance, one out of every five reads the Bible in a typical week, six out of ten pray to God each week, and during the past year, 5% have shared their faith in Jesus Christ with people who are not professing Christians. In fact, nearly 1 million of these unchurched adults tithe their income to nonprofit entities. As good as that sounds, there is still something very fundamental missing. Call it togetherness. Deuteronomy 31:12 says, "Gather the people together, men, women, and children, and even the strangers within your city, that they may hear, and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law." As a matter of fact, a good look at Scripture will show you that some of the most powerful moves of God were when His people were gathered together. As parents, we are developing the foundation of our children's lives, the spiritual fundamentals that will govern their future decisions. And besides that, we're creating memories that will last them a lifetime. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they were fond memories of going to church every Sunday with Mom and Dad? Imagine the stories that they'll tell their children, like, "When I was a kid, we rode around in an old-fashioned car, and we listened to this thing called a radio. And there was this guy who would come on and talk about family. Let's see, what was the name of that program?" That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.